Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 15, 2016. I am Tungamili Nkomao.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo, and tonight we are discussing human trafficking that has resulted in hundreds, perhaps thousands of young Zimbabwean women being sold into slavery in other countries.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also reach us live on the phone. You can phone us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. Call us and we will call you right back.
And we are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and voashona.com.
The busting of a human trafficking syndicate in Harare last week has started a serious public conversation about the need for government and stakeholders to step up efforts to fight the growing problem that has seen many Zimbabwean women being sold into cartels overseas. Police last week arrested seven people in Harare and Marondera in connection with the trafficking of more than 200 young women to Kuwait, where they were forced into unpalatable jobs such as prostitution.
The people traffickers prey on their victims by promising them high-paying jobs in overseas countries such as Dubai, Kuwait, and close to home in South Africa. Although Zimbabwe passed an anti-trafficking law in 2014, the United States government says Zimbabwe is making inadequate efforts to protect trafficking victims, instead relying on NGOs and international organizations to identify and assist victims.
So as every day and every Tuesday in Tunga, we hope that all our listeners can join us on the program, calling in, sending your messages over WhatsApp, going on our Facebook, our Twitter, to join the conversation, which I think will be very interesting, as many are somewhat a bit confused that human trafficking happens to even young Zimbabweans, but people in general to this day.
Indeed, lichona njani zulukandaba emakhaya ikuthi banake lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lapho isikhangela ke khona udaba lwe human trafficking. Esingathi ngesinto ikuthengiswa kwabantu ebugqilini. Okwenzakalayo ke eZimbabwe okwamanje ukuthi kuyabuya abantu bakuthembise umsebenzi kumbe bakutshela ukubana silo msebenzi eSouth Africa, sidinga abantu bokuyasebenza, siyakunika imali enhle, bakutshela iholo eliphezulu kakhulu. Vele lingahambelani lo msebenzi onalo oyabe kuthiwa uzawenza. Nxa ufika khona le ke bayakuthengisela, bayakuthengisa ebugqilini. Kulama kuthiwa ngamagumaguma eSouth Africa, I'm sure. Amagumaguma ke lwana ayakufaka ebugqilini engxenxa ungowesifazana. Ikakhulu abasakhulayo bayabe sithi wenze imisebenzi efana lokuthengisa umzimba. Nxa uthengisa umzimba khomphana babe sebethatha ke imali leyana bafake ezikhwameni zabo. Yiyo ke i-human trafficking yena leyo esikhuluma ngayo. Ngeviki edluleyo kubotshwe abantu abayisithupha, abayisikhombisa, besetheswa icala lokuthengisa abesifazana abangu-200 elizweni le-Kuwait, lapho ababikwa begqilazwa khona, abanye besenza imisebenzi yokuthengisa imizimba, abanye besebenza ezindlini kodwa kungela mali abayitholayo. Kukanti ke bathe bengakafiki, bengakasuki eZimbabwe, bathenjiswa imisebenzi emihle kakhulu e-Kuwait, kodwa bafika khona le bathola hayi into zimbi ngapha kwenzakala lokho emhlabeni jikelele khonapha eMelika emazweni athiyeneyo udubo lwe human trafficking ludubo olubhahileyo kakhulu vatereri kusangana ku muchirongwa che the connection chirongwa che vechidiki apo nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye human trafficking mucharangarira kuti svondo rapfuura pane vanhu vakasungwa kuHarare nekumarondera vachipomerwa mhosva yekubatsira vamwe kutengesa zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe kuKuwait uko vanonzi vanhu ava vanodarika 200 zvikuru sei vanhukadzi vanonzi vari kuitiswa mabasa akafanana neku nezvechipfambi asi hapana zvavari kuwana ipapo mari yese iri kuinda kuma human traffickers iri dambudziko raga rezere pasi rose zvikuru sei munomo muAmerica riri kuwanikwavo saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi tatenda.
Thank you then Tunga tinotenda. Of course there's so much to talk about in Tunga, but one of the main points I think that some people are saying when they're hearing this story is that is Zimbabwe even a source of human trafficking? And according to the United States Department of State Trafficking in Persons report for 2015, they say that Zimbabwe is not only a source, transit and destination country for women, men and children who are being subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor in Zimbabwe. Bordering towns such as South Africa, Mozambique, Zambia, these women or men or children that are sent there are subjected to domestic servitude, including sex trafficking in brothels, but then also having to work in domestic work in homes for other families. But of course, we'll unpack that as we go along. But we do have one of our first guests joining us on the line, Ntunga.
Who do we have?
We have Rindai Chekerwa, who is with the Inhumane Trade based in South Africa. She's the director there. Rindai, thank you so very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Rindai, you work with victims of human trafficking. How rampant would you say this problem is, especially in Zimbabwe?
More than you know. Our work in South Africa, we do come across quite a number of Zimbabwean victims. And they're not only in sex trafficking, but like you mentioned earlier, they're in domestic servitude. And they also are found on farms. We had a case a couple of years ago where there were a lot of immigrants from Zim who were working in a farm in Mpumalanga. And at the end of their term, they were told, we're going to pay you, and then you guys can go home. But they were not paid. Instead, the farmer called the police and had them all deported. So those are some of the cases that we do come across.
Mm-hmm. And how does your organization help those who have become victim to human trafficking?
So my organization is called Inhuman Trade, and our focus for the past 2 years has been on awareness raising. So that's what we do. But we do have partnerships with other organizations in a network that we call the National Freedom Network. Now, we have a whole process that we do the awareness raising, and there are other organizations that do the outreach. They go and they talk to women who are working in brothels, in strip clubs, in taverns, and in who are just found on the street, talk to them, find out what their story is. And when it's time for a raid, we have organizations that go to that, but we all support each other. So our approach is very comprehensive. We don't just come and talk to people about human trafficking and then we leave it there. There is a lot of support that goes into the whole process.
Thank you there, Rindai. Please do stay on the line. We have our second guest, Tariro Tandi, a human rights lawyer. Tariro, welcome on board.
Thank you.
We are talking human trafficking, you know, in the wake of revelations that there are more than 200 Zimbabwean young women stranded in Kuwait. You know, they were forced into slavery, prostitution, and so forth after they were deceived, you know, by traffickers that they will be paid handsomely, you know, when they get there. For jobs, of course, that turned out not to be what they are doing right now. In Zimbabwe, we have the Trafficking in Persons Act, which was passed into law in 2014. Would you say this law is doing anything, seeing that this problem is, you know, going on and continuing unabated by each day?
Thank you so much. I think having that piece of legislation in place is a positive move that we all welcomed. But unfortunately, there are very few people who are aware of that piece of legislation. So people do not even know that human trafficking is actually a crime. They actually blame themselves for whatever it is that will have happened to them. So they need to ensure that there is publicization of that act so that people get to know about it and then they can utilize it.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us maybe a little bit of what the act says when it comes to the issue of trafficking?
The act criminalizes human trafficking, whereas previously it was difficult when, you know, when someone would be nabbed for trafficking, it was difficult for them to actually find the violation that that person would have committed. So in the past, they would use the Children's Act, they would use the Sexual Offences Act, the Criminal Law and Codification Act, just in ensuring that they nabbed someone who was engaging in human trafficking. But right now, the Anti-Human Trafficking Act actually criminalizes human trafficking, and then it actually sets up the penalty that a person who is found guilty can then be charged under that act.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the act says anyone who shall be found guilty of the crime of human trafficking shall be liable to imprisonment for life or any definite period of imprisonment of not less than 10 years. So for those people who were arrested last week, mm-hmm. We are looking at more than 10 years if they are tried and convicted of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. We have our third and final guest, Mlamuli Nkomo, an expert in human migration from South Africa. Mnumzana Nkomo, siyabamukela kuhle. Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo.
I think we...
We have lost him for the second time.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get him back. Coming back to you, Rindai, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, you spoke, I think, about last week or so at the United States Embassy focusing on this issue where, you know, the embassy, along with other partners, were calling for, you know, the government and also NGOs to do more on this issue. You know, what was the main point that came out of that discussion that you might be able to share with us when it comes to combating this issue of human trafficking?
I would say collaboration. There are a few organizations that are working in Zimbabwe on issues of human trafficking, and they're few and far between. They don't know about each other. They don't know who's doing what, where, when, how. And what I was calling for was collaboration and partnership with everybody who is involved. From the government, civil society, the community, everybody needs to come together because you cannot work on this in isolation.
Siyabonga. Siqhubeka ngemizamo yokuthola uMnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo oyingcweti kwezokungena lokuphuma kwabantu emazweni achiyeneyo kwele South Africa lamhlanje ke lapho sikhangela khona udaba lwe human trafficking ukuthengiswa kwabantu ikakhulizalwane zeZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe ezithenjiswa imisebenzi kodwa zifike khona lizithole leyo misebenzi kayikho zigcina zigqilazwa abanye bagcine besenziswa imisebenzi efana lokuthengisa imizimba abanye ngabasebenzi ezindlini bengasayitholi ke leyo mali abayithenjisiweyo ngesikhathi besuswa eZimbabwe kwenzakala khonoko emazweni achiyeneyo ngitsho lakhona apha eMelika kukhona emazweni womhlaba njalo umanyano we-United Nations usebenza kanzima le nhlanganiso ezifana labo International Organization of Migration ukuqeda ke lolu dubo ndizo ke kwa Muri Mzware Rindai kana tichitarisa kushayikwa kwemabasa muZimbabwe tukuzwa kuti vakawanda vanofola victim to this crime vanenge vavimbiswa mabasa kunyika zvakasiyana siyana saka naizvozvo dambudziko iri ringapedzwa sei tichitarisa kuti hapana mabasa kuZimbabwe saka munhu kana avimbiswa basa richamupa 2000 kana kuti 1000 kuSouth Africa kuDubai anozorega sei kutora basa iri.
You know, mubvunzo wakakosha iwowo. But the general rule of thumb is, if something is too good to be true, it usually is. Ukaona uri kunzi, there's an advert inenge ichiti, upmarket, well-established, very busy massage salon, requires staff members, no experience necessary. That is a red flag. Pane ma red flags akati one day atinogona kutarisa. Anotitaurira kuti basa iri I think maybe pane chisina kunyatsomira mushe. So it's very important kuti paunopiwa this opportunity unyatsotarisisa uona kuti izvi zvingaite here kuti an upmarket well established place inongotora vanhu vasina experience, that is very unlikely. So patinenge tichitarisa mafanike vana vechidiki tichitarisa ma adverts emabasa muma newspaper pa Facebook muma magazines, just look out for something that is too good to be true. It usually is too good to be true.
Tarito, if you can just come in there on that point ipapo pataro narindai.
I think what Rindai is saying is actually true. But unfortunately, because of the economic meltdown in the country, people are very desperate. People are looking for jobs. There are so many graduates out there who are looking for jobs and they can't find anything to do. Not even anything that underpays you. There is just nothing in the market for so many people. So in the end, people are then forced to fall for those trends of you know, things that look too good to be true. But when you're desperate and you're at home and you need a source of income, you need to take care of certain people, you're forced to actually find yourself stuck in certain situations because of the economic meltdown. And also, like I raised earlier on, people are unaware that, you know, these are things that are going on. So they need to ensure that they, you know, awareness raising, people need to know that these are things that are happening, so that when, you know, when they are offered a job, they can at least sound the other person and say, this is a job that I've been offered, what do you think about it? Then people can actually advise each other and probably actually check down and see if it's something that is very genuine. Because in most instances, someone looks at an opportunity, they think, oh my God, this is a prayer that has been answered, and they then just fall prey because they've never heard of these experiences. Most people just don't even know that this is what is going on. So organizations need to come together and ensure that they raise awareness and actually make people know that there's this issue, there's this cancer that is Zimbabwe we're currently battling with.
Ngotariro tandi ke lo igqwetha ukhuluma ngokuthi kulesidingo sokubana inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziqalise umkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngohlupho lwe human trafficking lolo ngoba ludaba osoluhluphile kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe bayaqilwa uzathola izigilamkhuba lezi ziyafaka ama adverts izimemezelo kuma newspaper zilithembise izulu lomhlaba kuthiwe buye South Africa buye Dubai buya ngaphi ngaphi emazweni akatshana enxe kuthiwe uzokuba ngumate bakuthembise imali engange $5,000 okumele uzibuze khona lawo njengomuntu ukuthi umsebenzi engiphiwayo lapha yikuba ngumate imali iholo lakhona liholo eliphezulu kakhulu $5,000 aso mali encane kuyahambelana na akuhambelani ngakho ungathola into enjalo leso isibonakaliso kumbe luphawu lokubana uma ngoyasola kukhona okutshaya amanzi sithathe umlaleli wethu wakuqala eSouth Africa mkoma Donald Mapi namuchirongwa
ndip muri haidere mkoma mtunga midi na tatenda
tiripostere zviri kufamba here
ziri kufamba nhasi handina hangunzwa program ndandakabatika na nyaya yakamira sei nhasi mudariro panyaya dzeimayuti
tiri kukurukura nenyaya yehuman trafficking apo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kutengeswa munhapwa kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana dzinosanganisira South Africa kuDubai uko kuKuwait kwadziri kuvimbiswa mabasa ari kuzvibhadhara mari dzakawanda asi uko kunenge kuri kukwidzwa ndege yemashanga muri kuzvionawo sei
izvi zvakaipa mukoma mutunga hazvina kunaka zvachose kuti unotengesa munhu iwe ndowana mari uchiprofita munhu basa rapamusoro munhu ava kunosvika kwava kuita nhapwa wekushandisiwa hazvina tsarukano hazvina kunaka zvofanwa kutokondeniwa chaiko negavhumendi dei gavhumendi yedu papo yasunga dzisimbe haikona kuti hazvinhu zvakanaka izvozvo hazvina kana kunaka kana kuti munhu iyeye kana ashandiswa kudaro mugumo pamwe anozoita zvekurawa kana kudi
vamwe vanhu vekuZimbabwe vanonzi vari munhapwa ikoko kuSouth Africa hamusati mambosanganawo nazvo here
ini unhapwa handinoziva kuno mukoma hauti unhapwa hawo kuti munhu anenge akatengesiwa unhapwa hawo tazvipinga titori nhapwa kana takadai tiri kuno takauya tifunga kuti pamwe titawanawo mafuro manyoro but tinozvetiganise kuti kuno kwacho hako hazvii izvi tadaifunga tibva kumusha kuti zvakangopava kunoko unouya wotanga kusiragula chaiko saka unozvipinza munhapwa zvinoti kuti hako unenge wakatengesiwa asi makondishenzi aunenge womborarama dzimwe dzenguva like ndatopamufananidzoupa ndichangouya nekuno zvinhu zvao zvakamira zvisina kunaka chaiko zvekuti zvakazotiza zvichinja une kutangawo kushandawo kwaunenge uchitotopa zvitanga kuti ndakuchinja bati ndichiuya ndakatombodemba kudzokera kumusha zvekuti ndakasara padiki diki kudzokere kumusha ndisina kana kumboita kana mwedzi inosvika miviri kana mitatu chaiko
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald kuSouth Africa
ndounhapwa hwandakaona hausi hwokuno hahwo hwandoona sofa ndehwokuti mararamiro aunenge wakuita ndeunhapwa bati noti kuti wakatengesiwa kana kuti unogona kuuya nehamba yako yezvekudhamba kuno ndounhapwa hwachohwo
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Doni kuJoni uko
ya maitabasa mose tatenda netimi ese
tinotenda mukoma thank you
ngumnumzana Donald womlaleli wethu omkhulu eSouth Africa ikhuluma ke ngokuthi khona le South Africa yena ngaphandle kokuthi bakhona abantu abathengiswayo khona ukuba nje eSouth Africa usuke eZimbabwe into zingamanga kuhle siya kwele South Africa ufike khona luthola into zizima ngoba hey akulula uthi akulabugqile obedlula bona lobo ukusukela izweni lakho ubalekela umnotho ngamanga kuhle usiyati ngamsebenzi eSouth Africa thole khona le into kasihambi kuhle
Thombo wena ngama comments njunga that are coming on Facebook we have one comment here from Love More Maedzenge who says very sad developments. Immigration laws must be tightened. Hopefully our courts will deal with the allegations according to the gravity of the case. But there is one disturbing issue with our courts. Watch the conclusion. They will be given community service. Disgusting. We have another one here from Fortune Okonya, who says that is a sad issue. Unemployment is very high in our beloved Zim. Political violence erupting again. Too bad. And there's Priscilla, who says, my heart bleeds for my brethren. Lord, have mercy on these women. Of course, many people reacting to this issue. Ntunga, 200 women and maybe thousands more who are in this issue.
Indeed. Coming back to you, Rindai, I'm reading from this report by the U.S. State Department in 2015, that's last year. And they are saying the Zimbabwean government demonstrated negligible anti-trafficking law enforcement efforts. In June 2014, the government passed this Trafficking in Persons Act. Contrary to international law, which defines trafficking in persons as a crime of exploitation, the 2014 Trafficking in Persons Act defines trafficking in persons as essentially a crime of transportation. What do you make of that?
Okay, so this is about the wording that was used in the definition of trafficking in the actual act. It's the way that the words rearranged makes the transportation of a victim that is the crime of trafficking. So that's what I was saying earlier, Kuti, that the law needs to be amended to fix that little. It's a very small thing. It's an issue of semantics, but it's very, very important, because in the event that there is a trafficker who gets caught in South Africa and is found guilty and manages to escape and go to Zimbabwe, they might be able to hide out there, because whatever they will have done on this side, if it's not transportation-based in Zimbabwe, then it's their home free. So that little part, I mean, I'm not a law expert, but from what I have understood of the law, that needs to be changed, that definition that puts transportation as trafficking. That definitely needs to change.
Mm-hmm. Tarido, if you can come in there, you're the lawyer in the house. I don't know if you can help us explain that, the semantics in terms of the wording that the law states, that the act states, excuse me.
I think it's been one of the issues that has been battling with when it comes to the terminology. At times, the semantics really play a great role in how people will interpret certain things. So when it's called a crime of transportation, that can then have an impact on how people look at it without necessarily internalizing the gravity of that offense. So wording really plays a great role. And as a human rights lawyer, I feel that there might be need to actually have an amendment to that piece of legislation. But like I highlighted earlier on, for me, the major issue has to be around raising awareness around that piece of legislation. People do not even know we have such piece of legislation. I would take, for example, right now, things are really bad in Zimbabwe. People are actually getting girls from the rural areas, and they fall prey to people who are in towns, and they actually then subject them to prostitution whilst they are unaware of it. And even when they manage to escape, they won't even report, because for them, it's not. They don't even know that there is a provision that can actually that they can actually use to litigate against the perpetrators. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to revise the wording of our piece of legislation, and more so to actually ensure that it's publicized, people get to know about it,
if you can right now, if you can just hold on right there, just while we take a quick break and say good night and goodbye to our radio listeners. But of course, in Tunga, as usual, we are streaming somewhere. I don't know where.
Yeah, we are streaming online on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. Those with access to the internet, please do stay tuned. We'll be right back.